reconcile, to make peace with God. Lord, I know if it was me, up to me to make peace with myself, I'd be in hell. I know I'd be in hell right now. Thousands of sins against you, thousands in my life. You took every one of them away. Forgave me, gave me a fresh new start. God, I pray for all these here tonight that I love and I'm looking at, that you do the same in their lives, Lord Jesus. Lord God, change them, Lord Jesus. I'm in no hurry if they're not, Lord. If we say amen and they lift their heads, maybe perhaps another time you will deal with them and help them. But perhaps, Lord, if we say amen, this could be the day of their salvation. This could be the day that you change them and call them a son and daughter of God, saying, I love you. Welcome to my family. Welcome. You're forgiven. You're free. You're clean. Welcome. Welcome. I don't see any more sin on you. I see my blood shed for you instead of wickedness. Lord, let tonight be their night, I pray. Father in heaven, I'm just believing for this region that you're going to do great things in this region and save who you'll save. You have that kind of power, Lord. You have that kind of strength to save mightily. If you would save me, a wretch like me, you would save anyone here. Listen to the sound of my voice. And Lord, a new relationship could begin with them tonight. Brand new. Brand new. And they could desire you with all their heart, Father. Lord, I love what the Scripture says. It says, he that believes in me will not be disappointed. Will not be disappointed. Will not be disappointed. Real quick, guys, let's just keep thinking about this for a minute. Dylan and Lindsay, come up here real quick. Just play something soft for us, if you would. Let's just seek the Lord tonight, guys, where you are. I believe several of you want to do that. Just play something soft. You don't have to sing if you don't want, just something soft. Father, just take tonight, Lord God. Take tonight for your honor and for your glory, Lord Jesus. Make somebody new here tonight, Lord. Make somebody new here tonight. I never, ever hardly do this, guys. But I am not going to stop until the Spirit of God leads me to stop. I'm going to obey the Lord. I'm going to obey His presence and His Spirit, Father. God, reach out right now. Take that one that's been brokenhearted, Lord, right now. Lord, you said in your word that you came to set the captives free. You came to heal the brokenhearted. You came to give sight to the blind, Lord God. You came to do a mighty work in us, Lord. You even said in your word that it was such a great work of salvation that it would make our ears tingle, Lord. I can't think of any greater work than God taking a rebel that loves sin and transform him into somebody that loves him forever. I can't think of anything greater than that. Miracles are awesome, yes. The second coming will be awesome, yes. Looking forward to it. I want to see my beloved Jesus. But there's something about God taking somebody in the depths of their sin, in the depths of their filth, in the depths of their despair, and lifting them up to His level and saying, you are pardoned, you are forgiven because of the blood of Christ. You today can come into His table. You today can come in and eat and dine at His table, forgiven and free and changed. What a blessed God to send His Son to do that. And what kind of God is it that would reach over to the criminal next to Him and give him a pardon, and give him freedom, and give him a change? Oh, praise your name, Lord, for your great work of salvation. We so demean it. We so belittle it. We make something so little as somebody being saved. It's the greatest act of creation ever. And we make so little out of it. We praise you today, Father. We praise you today, Lord. Just keep seeking him tonight, you who are seeking him. The Bible says this, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open, ask and you will receive. You seek him tonight for forgiveness of sin. You seek him tonight for love in a relationship. You're going to receive it. There's not one blessed person that's come before our Lord hungry and thirsty for forgiveness that God turns away from.